This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Praat ek die program afgeskop en gesê talle luisteraars het boodskappe rondgestuur van maandag af vir groot aksie tot gebed waar ons werklik die liggaam tot Christus in eenheid roep en sê ons moet saam staan as hekwagters en bid vir 'n spesifieke saak. Die groep oproep het gekom van kerkleier Dr. Arthur Frost. Nou hy is oorspronklik van Port Elizabeth af. Hy het regtig ware hart om te sien hoe die liggaam van Christus ten volle toegerus word om te funksioneer in alles in dit wat die Here vir hom het. Nou those of our listeners who don't know him, he also has a gifting for biblical teaching and was the youngest dean of a Bible college in South Africa and has served as a dean for various colleges since 1992. He's the founder of Generation Impact Bible College and currently serves as the dean. He's also a professor in theology. He holds a PhD in education as well as a doctorate. So, wow, the list just goes on and on and on. And a lot of our listeners know him as the pastor during lockdown that really, really served the nation. Good morning, Dr. Frost. Amazing just to speak to you.
Oh, good morning. Yes, it's very exciting.
Yes, now, on Monday, you recorded a clip making a call on the whole of our nation to stand in unity as the body of Christ to pray this coming Saturday. What is happening? Why must we gather in prayer together as the body of Christ this coming Saturday?
All right, let me tell you what's happening is that there was a call for a national day to honor our ancestors. Mm. All right, and I know that it was broadcast on SABC and, you know, E-News, whatever. And what we are doing, and I want to make this thing very clear, I stand for freedom of religion, all right? I'm not opposed to any religious group doing whatever they want. So I believe in free choice and free will, and I really believe that we need to propagate that and stand by that, that you are free to worship whoever and whatever you would like to, because we have a free choice. We are allowed to do that. But what we are calling for as Christians is the following, is when whatever religion it is, no matter what your culture is, it has to line up with the Word of God. The Word of God is your highest authority. So if you do something in your culture that goes against the Bible, there's a reason for that. Now, why does the Bible give us certain guidelines and directions? The main reason for that is to protect us. You see, the Bible is there as a guideline to protect us and to protect the nation. So let me give you an example. Every culture right across the spectrum has issues when it comes to lining up with the Bible. Every one of us, okay? And so what we are saying is this. I believe with all my heart, I have no problem whatsoever about honoring and actually respecting our ancestors and those that have gone before us. We need to sit down and honor them. We need to thank them for what they've done. They've given us wisdom. They've given us guidance. They've given us all sorts of things. But the problem is when we go against what the Bible says. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 18, 10 to 13 states very clearly that we cannot consult with the dead. Now, the problem with that practice, that's not just honoring or respecting an ancestor. That is when we start going into things that we're starting to release or call up certain demonic things onto our nation. And that's going to cause harm. So let me give you an example. If you go now, we're particularly dealing with the black nation right now, okay, because that is what the call has been for. Now, what has happened is this, is there are many that are going to respect and honor their ancestors and be grateful, which is fine, but there are going to be some that are then going to take it further, and they're going to start consulting with their ancestors and consulting with the dead. Now, what happens is that thing then causes some issues. Now, let's go and take the black nation as a nation. You go and speak to them. They have, and I mean, I, as one of the pastors, and I mean, I can tell you right across the board, doesn't matter what culture you come from. If you're a pastor and you are assisting in the black nation, you will deal with these. You talk about the Tokoloshe. You talk about water spirits. You talk about snake spirits. You talk about mermaids. They deal with all of these things that is a problem in their culture, that is a problem in their homes. And so that is the element that we are going to be targeting.
Sure.
As the body of Christ, we are going to counteract if there's anything that gets loosed over our nation that is coming from a demonic force, out of ignorance or however way it comes. And so that is what we are going to be targeting. We love the people.
Mm.
We love South Africa.
Mm.
But sometimes people are drawn into things without realizing the repercussions of things.
Mm.
You know? So I just want to make it very clear. I'm all for honoring and respecting and just giving honor to our ancestors.
Mm.
But I have a problem where we start releasing things onto our nation.
Mm.
You know, when it goes beyond that. And so all we're doing is we, as the body of Christ, are going to be praying and dealing with anything that comes from any action that has gone beyond other than honoring.
Wow. Powerful. And this is really for the listeners, just to highlight, this is really a tactic of the enemy in this time that I really believe that God wants to heal South Africa. God wants to heal the nation. And now things are like this is rising up. So I totally agree. Thank you for your answer. You know, your answer with so much integrity and truth. I'd like you to just repeat that scripture in the Bible in Deuteronomy.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 10, 18 from verse 10 to 13. And it says this, anybody, and it lists all other things, but it says, anybody who consults with the dead is an abomination to the Lord.
Sure.
And so God was actually very strict. He says, if you catch somebody doing that, you should actually put them to death.
Mm.
That was the instruction in Deuteronomy. Now look, there's many scriptures. I mean, I don't have time to go through it all. But what I am going to do, if anybody's interested, tonight at 7 o'clock on my Facebook page, I'm actually going to do an in-depth teaching on this to help the nation understand what this is about and why it is so dangerous.
Sure. Now, also on your Facebook page this coming Saturday, different prayer leaders and intercessors will be praying from 9 o'clock up until 9 o'clock. How can our listeners at Radio K Pulpit practically join? Please give us some details on your social media. How's that going to work?
All right, there's two things that's going to happen. Firstly, on Friday evening, we are going to have a praise and worship session.
Mm.
Heinz Winkler is going to be leading the worship from 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6 p.m., he's going to be leading worship on my Facebook page, which is Dr. Arthur Frost's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is the Bible says that we should come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Mm-hmm.
So we are preparing the nation to get ready for Saturday's event.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., on the hour, so it'll be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, just for 5 minutes,
Mm.
We are going to have prayer warriors across our nation pray over our nation.
Mm.
And so what they're going to be doing is blessing the land, blessing the nation. And really what it's doing is it's counteracting if anybody gets to the situation where a demonic thing is released, that it is counteracted because of the body of Christ.
Mm.
And so if anybody would like to join, there are two ways they can do it. They can either join on the Facebook page on the hour for 5 minutes and watch the prayer.
Mm.
Or if they would like to, we are sending out WhatsApps.
Mm.
Okay, the minute it's finished, we will then send up WhatsApps of the actual prayer that will then be spread over. So that means for the rest of that hour, people will be listening. All the public have to do is just stand in agreement.
Mm.
You see, there's a biblical thing that's very strong.
Mm.
The Bible says where there is unity, God commands a blessing.
Mm.
And where two or more agree upon one thing, it will be established. So they don't need to pray. They just have to stand in agreement with the prayer that has been offered.
Mm.
So as we stand in agreement, we are actually creating a spiritual umbrella and protection over our nation.
Mm.
And so if they would like to get on the WhatsApp group, they just have to WhatsApp me. My cell number is 082-659-2224. And they can just use the word ADD, A-double-D. And they'll get a list of groups, just join one group.
Mm.
And then every hour, they will get the WhatsApp of the actual prayer.
Now, that's great news. Such a great opportunity for our listeners To stand in unity, kyk as die weer so is hier so in die Kaap, dan hou die Kaapenaars mos nie daarvan om uit te gaan nie. So wat is dan nou beter om in jou huis te wees, ingeskakel op Facebook en deel te voel van die liggaam van Christus wat letterlik in oproer opstaan om te staan op die woord van die Here en te sê, maar geregtigheid in ons land is waarvoor ons staan. Ons maak geen plek vir die vyand om deurbraak te maak nie. Ons staan soos 'n muur van gelowiges saam. Om werklik waar te sien hoe die Here ons land wil sien. En ons weet hy gaan, dit is sy hart. Dr. Arthur Frost, thank you so, so much. I quickly just want to ask you to repeat that number and also just to share, I know now at 9 o'clock you have communion also on your Facebook page, Dr. Arthur Frost. So die van ons luisteraars wat ingeskakel is, wat gereeld op sosiale media is, gaan ga op jou Facebook se soekblad knoppie en druk daar in Dr. Arthur Frost. Julle sal sien dat duisende Suid-Afrikaners volg tans vir Dr. Frost met die wonderlike werk wat hy doen om regwaar genesing en 'n heel Suid-Afrika te sien. Dr. Frost, I just want you to repeat that number for listeners who'd like to join those WhatsApp groups to be part of the big prayer movement this coming Saturday.
Certainly. Let me give it to you. It's 082-659
2224. 224. Ek sal dit deur die loop van die oggend en die volgende 5 minute of so net weer herhaal. Dr. Arthur Frost, thank you so much. Thank you that you're standing up as a pioneer in our country to not just pray and say you want to see change, but to stand in that gap and acting really to see that change that we are trusting the Lord for. Thank you so much. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for the time. We bless you as Radio K Pulpit, and we will be praying together as the body of Christ this coming Saturday. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Enjoy your day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.